Hello everyone and welcome back to Black Heartbeat. This is your host Kay, letting you know that your heartbeat is my passion. So today I want to talk about really quick. I don't know if you guys heard the interview between Mr. Byron Allen and The Breakfast Club. And I think what we missed during the interview, it's really one of the most important part of the interview that we seem to miss. And I still find it mind-boggling that we're still not doing anything about it. So, like I said, the most important thing we miss from the Byron Allen interview and The Breakfast Club, you know, as Black people, not having money is one thing we tend to focus on a lot, is money. However, the more it seems that we focus on money, the less money we seem to have. And, you know, the thing is, I believe, is that we have to change our mindset. We have to change our mindset in the way we think about money. We have to look at the bigger issues first. We can't just think about the money while everything else is falling apart. So we need to put things into perspective. And, okay, so Byron Allen has been around for a while now, but we never really see him in the spotlight or doing interviews, especially an interview at the Breakfast Club. So he did this interview, but that was his, you know, we need to find out what was his reason for doing such an interview. It seems like everyone is only focusing on his wealth and how they can get wealthy. But what was his main reason for doing the interview? And it was not to, in a sense, it was not really to come out there and help us to say, hey, this is the blueprint for getting wealthy. He specifically came on the show because there is a lawsuit that he had started. It was one of his personal lawsuit that have with actually I think it was Comcast and Charter, I believe the lawsuit was, and what started as a personal lawsuit against them took a life of its own and has taken a turn for the worse. Something that will not only, this lawsuit will not only affect him, by the way, it would also affect Black people in general. And that is our civil rights, you know. So we need to pay very, very close attention to what Comcast is doing, and we need to make a conscious decision on what we need to do.
So in just a few days, which is November the 13th, there's a court case where Comcast, who by the way, we just gave over $12 million over the past weekend to see Harriet, not to mention, you know, paying them monthly for their services. And their thank you to the Black community is to challenge the Civil Rights Act, which was, I believe, passed in 1866. So, we need to wake up, people. We need to wake up. We're going to be in the same position if we are not actively doing things to change our condition. Yeah. So, right now, I'll just play a part of the interview when they were talking about the money. So, take a listen. And here's the part where he talks about the case.
Story that we're going through. And he taught me that. He goes, you got to position yourself to succeed.
Right.
And that's what he was doing. So the Obama administration came to me because these big corporations were trying to get bigger. They were trying to buy bigger assets.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Obama administration came to me and said, Comcast wants to buy this and Charter wants to buy that, blah, blah, blah. Are they good corporate citizens? And I said, do you want the Hollywood answer? Do you want the real answer? They said, we want the real answer. I said, the answer is not no, it's hell no. They're not good corporate citizens. They said, how do you figure? I said, well, the industry spends $70 billion a year licensing cable networks. $70 billion. And African-American owned media. media gets zero. Zero. And that's not fair. And they say, we hear that a lot, but what are you willing to do? I said, they said people are afraid to speak up because of reciprocity, of repercussions. And I said, I'll speak up. And I said, but I'm going to do it in a way we won't have to deal with it anymore. So I filed these lawsuits that ended up being historic. I filed a $20 billion lawsuit against Comcast and a $10 billion lawsuit against Charter. And
why weren't you afraid to do that as a TV guy?
Once again, you got to burn the knee pads. And I knew we were positioned to fail. We didn't have true economic inclusion, that we weren't really dealing with the fourth and final chapter. Mm-hmm. So I said, we're going to do this the right way. Mm-hmm. So we took them to court. And downtown, one of the judges ruled in Comcast's favor twice. And the other judge ruled on the Comcast lawsuit. And the other judge ruled in our favor on the Charter case. Charter didn't like it. They said, let's go to the Ninth Circuit. I said, well, if you're going to take me to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, I'll take Comcast to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Wow.
So we went to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And then something historic happened. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in our favor not once but twice on both Comcast and Charter. Comcast was very upset about it and said, well, we're going to take this to the Supreme Court. And now...
That's going on now.
That's going on now. Now we're going to be in the Supreme Court November 13th.
You said you felt like that was an insult to the black community.
It is a big insult to the black community because the truth of the matter is what I need the black community to truly understand, my case really isn't in the Supreme Court anymore. We, unfortunately, are in the Supreme Court. What happened was the Supreme Court said, we're not going to look at the Byron Allen case with Comcast and Charter. We pretty much agree with the Ninth Circuit. That's a dispute between you.
Today on Nickelodeon. It's the Paw Patrol TV movie event you can't miss.
Look out! I can do this. I have to do this.
Be there for Paw Patrol Ready Race Rescue. Today at 12, 11 Central on Nickelodeon.
And you guys. But we are going to look at the Civil Rights Act of 1866, Section 1981.
Now, what is that exactly?
Great question. The Civil Rights Act of 1866 was put on the books after, so we were freed pretty much December of 1865. And instead of getting what some historians believe, reciprocity, 40 acres and a mule, we got this law. We got this law, and basically it says we will have fair contracting, economic inclusion in government contracting, and in commercial contracting. Because they knew that the newly freed slaves, African Americans, were not going to be treated freely in commercial contracting and government contracting, and it was essential for us to be integrated into the financial fiber of America. So this law was put on the books 153 years ago to make sure we had an economic pathway for economic inclusion. 150, it's the very first civil rights statute in America. It gave birth to civil rights, and it is the civil rights statute that allows us to have economic inclusion and stop economic genocide. So what Comcast said, and the Ninth Circuit told them to get out of here with this, Comcast said, in order for you or Byron or anybody, any minority, to use this law, you must prove that the reason we discriminated against you, is 100% because you are black. The sole reason we discriminated against you, Charlemagne, is that you are 100% of the reason is that you're black. It could be 99% that you're black and 1% that you're wearing tennis shoes. Mm-hmm. And you can't use the law. You can't bring the lawsuit against me. So they're eviscerating it. They're making it impossible for you to use it.
Right.
Now, that is called the but-for standard. That is what Comcast and Charter, that's what they're pushing for. They're pushing for this civil rights statute to go away. Now, what the Ninth Circuit said in favor of black folks and all minorities, Hispanics, Asians, everybody, that it's not the sole reason, which is the but-for, it's the motivating factor.
Okay.
If any part of the reason... If they discriminated against you...
It would be impossible for it to be 100%.
There it is. It's impossible. So it can't be used. 30%, any part of the reason, now you can use it. So that is why we're in there in the Supreme Court. Now, here's what's going to happen. Comcast went and got what's known as an amicus brief, a friend of the court, got Donald Trump's Department of Justice to write them an amicus brief saying, yes, let's roll minorities back to 1865. Let's take those Negroes back to slavery. So I thought...
Oh, and they're actually putting that on the books?
Donald Trump's DOJ wrote an amicus brief in favor of... In favor of Comcast's position against us. And not only that, which we thought was unbelievable and hideous, something we've never seen. Comcast said, well, listen, we have 30 minutes in front of the Supreme Court. And Byron has 30 minutes in front of the Supreme Court. But you know what we're going to do, Comcast? This is what Comcast says. We're going to give 10 of our 30 minutes in front of Donald Trump's Supreme Court. We're going to give 10 of our 30 minutes to Donald Trump's DOJ. So now, on November 13th, we're standing in the Supreme Court in a Donald Trump era where we've got Donald Trump's DOJ arguing against us to take the first civil rights statute and eviscerate it.
Hold on now, Mr. Allen. Now, given the makeup of the federal courts, aren't you concerned that this new case can undo civil rights for a whole generation?
It could take us back to 1865, all minorities.
So is it worth it?
I didn't petition to bring it to the Supreme Court. They did.
Right.
And then what they did is they made what I consider, what I call institutionalized racism. They treat us like we are a bunch of monkeys.
Well, that's how they look at us.
That's right, looking for a banana. So here's what they say. Hey, Byron, drop the case.
Right, that's what they're trying to make you do.
Drop the case. Drop the case and we might meet with you. We might work with you.
No.
Well, that's a racist offer. That's a, I think you're nothing more than a monkey, and here's a banana.
Now, I'm playing the white devil's advocate here, right?
Yeah, okay.
Right? I mean, shouldn't you want to kind of drop the case if it's going to set us back? Set a whole generation back when it comes to civil rights?
No, because I didn't...
You're not fight.
First of all, we won in the Ninth Circuit twice. We won twice, and I didn't bring it to the Supreme Court. They brought it to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't come to us in a racist way, and you don't look at us like a bunch of monkeys looking for a banana, then you do it the same way you do it with all white people.
You just pay them.
No, you settle it up. You settle the case, and then it's dropped.
Right.
And so they didn't come
settle
to
me.
There's
pay
no
them.
Offer of a settlement.
Pay it. Whatever it is, you settle it up. But they never met with me.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I asked them to meet with me, but why
won't
you?
They want you to drop it and then meet with, and then maybe meet
that's
with
right,
you.
Which is something you would never ask a white person to do.
Mm-hmm.
To do that. So here, when we asked them to sit with us, they said, no, we're not going to sit with you. As a matter of fact, my government relations person went to the government relations person of Charter, and she said, and he said, you should sit with Byron to resolve this. And she said to him, we don't negotiate with terrorists.
Whoa.
Okay? That's what she said. And he said, you know what? I have a number of white clients who are much tougher than Byron, and you've never called them a terrorist. And I said, there's the difference. Because
she domestic terrorists.
Right? Because they look at us as, you're not equal. You don't
right.
sue me.
How dare you try to get something that you deserve.
All right, and how dare you sue me and use peaceful tactics. See, the offer is racist. Mm-hmm. Like, you drop it, and then I might sit with you, and we might work something out. So that's why you have to be really clear mm-hmm. that stop the institutionalized racism. Sit down, Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down, Charter. Don't jeopardize the civil rights of over 100 million people. These are folks that, you know, they're doing the wrong thing. And, you know, Senator Kamala Harris, she was phenomenal. She wrote an amicus brief in our favor, and she got Senator Cory Booker to sign it, Senator Blumenthal, Senator Wyden, and 8 members of the Congressional Black Caucus. 8. Unfortunately, only 8 out of 55. Now, I believe we as Black Americans, we have to ask the other 47 congressional leaders, why didn't you sign this amicus brief? If you want our money, you want our vote, why aren't you signing something to protect our civil rights?
How has the feedback been from existing civil rights organizations? Like, what are they saying to you?
You know, Michael Lawson is amazing. He wrote a phenomenal letter saying to folks, Hey, you know, he said he sent a letter to Brian Roberts and David Cohen of Comcast and said, this is wrong and you should sit down and we can't, don't challenge our civil rights. And a lot of folks are very upset. I mean, they have, they've taken it to a level, it's bigger than me. It has very little to do with me at this point because they're challenging our civil rights. Right. Here's what will happen. Now, here's what will happen. You take away this civil rights. Now, someone can fire you and you can't get a lawyer. That's the reason why the Chamber of Commerce gave them an amicus brief. Because they didn't want their businesses to be sued. So now somebody can, now you can't get a lawyer to take your case on contingency because it's hard to prove that 100% of right. the reason you it's were discriminated
damn
against.
Damn near impossible.
Damn near impossible. So they don't want that law there to be used. So I say the moment people can discriminate against you and you can't hold them accountable,
right.
I say three words. Welcome to hell.
Wow.
Welcome to hell. And it's you have to ask, why are you doing this, Comcast? Why are you standing in the United States Supreme Court physically with Donald Trump's DOJ trying to eviscerate this civil rights statute?
So that's it for the interview. If you want to listen to the entire interview, it's very easy to find online. And I think if we can show our support in any way, you know, I'm not going to tell you how you need to deal with this. You need to deal with it the way you find that's best for you. But we definitely need to take action. So come up with some solutions here. This is serious stuff. And it's going to affect us and our, you know, kids in the future. And as always, you know, like I always in closing said, not only to be an active member in my community, but also in your own life. Take responsibility. That's it for today. Thanks for listening.